Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Good evening, Katie.
Good evening.
Oh boy, week four, Rachel and Gabby's journey on The Bachelorette.
Team Rachel or Team Gabby?
Oh my God, I don't even know where to start, but I guess it's with Mr. Meatball, who, without any sort of explanation,
I was going to tell you where to start. I was like, what?
Hey, Meatball's here.
Curious to see how that answer went. Like, why did we not get the rest of that scene? So curious.
There's so much that people are throwing at production this year, and I think a lot of it is fully warranted. Most of it having to do with what the hell they're putting these women through. But I think the post-production part is what's killing me, because you have obviously the situation with Meatball, where if you didn't even watch the after credits last week, where usually it's a joke or something, so a lot of people don't watch that.
Right. I don't always watch them.
Exactly. It was Meatball asking for a second chance now that he didn't have a rose. Then,
which I guess you would think it was funny. No one thought that he was actually going to get a second chance.
We never got to hear her answer because it sounded like Rachel sort of gave the answer of, I gave you a rose. What do you mean? What do I think?
And yeah, then. And you said no.
Exactly. So there's that. And then surprise, we turn on and oh, he's back. And then there's just random stuff that they just don't show us. They don't show us date cards. They don't show us how about who's getting a rose. And I understand you're trying to build up suspense for people walking through the door. I don't know who some of these dudes are. They're just like, oh, look who it is.
Yeah.
It's just a guy.
Free for all. Like, I feel like no one cares.
Seriously.
Just like, let's just get through this season. Let's just do the bare minimum what we have to do. And let's get through it. Like, it's very, very sloppy, I think.
Yeah. It's like, we're going to show you every rose that Gabby gives out. But for Rachel, they're just going to walk through the door without any idea who their what their names are. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm supposed to know who that is. Okay. That's fantastic.
Lots of holes.
Lots of holes. And, you know, this episode is bookended by Hayden, because we get all of the rehash of the crap that Hayden was saying, and then at the end it comes back, you know, chickens come home to roost. But what do you take
full
of
circle.
Full circle, what do you take of Hayden going full douchebag and then Meatball seemingly being the only person that was really moved to want to actually do anything about it?
Yeah, I'm surprised that not more people use, like, he's a prime example of you need to tell the lead to get this person out of there. And no one else seemed like bothered by it when it was actually a real case of a villain.
Seriously. Absolutely.
Like, there's some things that like five people will go tell a lead about something and it's not even this bad. But this time it's actually like, okay, this guy needs to go. And you get one person who's not even supposed to be there. Like, go up and tell Rachel about it.
Yeah, if you have a dude sitting around the house at any point, whether it's night one or, you know, when they're in Paris, and he's sitting around and basically saying that, oh, my exes, ugh, these two women can't even hold a candle to my ex, right away. I mean, and yeah. We talk about not tattling all the time, but it's always about stupid shit. Like, you don't want them going, like you said, things that aren't important, like, oh, he's not respecting me and my opinion, or what, right. Like, or she didn't offer me shrimp. Like,
yeah,
that's the dumb shit.
Yeah.
This is something where forget about even the two-faced portion of it. Just even by itself, if you hear someone talking about women in general, mm-hmm. let alone the specific women that you're dating, I don't know how someone didn't. Violence is never the answer, but if somebody wanted to sock him, I wouldn't have had a problem with it.
Like, right.
So for people just to sit there and just listen to him, and Meatball wasn't the only one, because once Hayden did finally get the boot, you had other people saying, oh yeah, Hayden was saying these awful things.
Yeah. Okay, where were you?
Exactly. Why is this all on Meatball? And the fact that I have to keep saying Meatball, it was on Meatball to bring this to light. I will say, I'm glad that, and this is going towards the end, but I'm glad that Rachel didn't pull a Clayton and learned that this is something so ridiculous that you're not making it up.
Yeah.
And was able to read him finally and say, yeah, you know what? I decided to give you a second chance with the rough around the edges thing, which he then lied about, by the way.
Right.
And you know what? This was enough. Two flags is it one? Maybe. Yeah. But I'm trusting myself
too,
at this
too many.
Point. Yes. And this is not going to be a pro Rachel evening by any stretch. Let me just put that out there. But let's start off with something positive.
Poor
is
Rachel.
The fact that she still kicked him to the curb, because considering all the crap she had been through and the fact that she already had given him a rose, I don't think it would have been the most ridiculous thing to think she'd say, well, you know, maybe Meatball really didn't get the full context. Although, what is the context of, you know, saying, you know, like basically bitch please, like not really, don't think yeah. you need context there, which that was the best part where he's trying to sell that. Yes. So that's the positive, I think, for Rachel in the evening, maybe the only.
Probably.
I mean, there's, I guess her one, I do too. Her time with Tino was nice. And, so let's stay positive for Rachel. Cause I really feel like, I'm going to be piling on a little bit. So why don't we go to the one-on-one Rachel?
She's just Tino. In a messy situation.
She's very aware of it, because she does say, oh, it's a roller coaster. I'm having a good day. I'm having a bad day. And right when I think something's going good, it's all of a sudden it's going bad. And I don't feel like I could be the bachelorette. Then, oh my God, I'm so happy. Then I need to quit. And then, this is the greatest day ever. I finally feel seen, whatever. Yeah. But Tino, Rachel, one-on-one, what did you make of their crepery experience?
I thought they had a great connection. I think he's definitely a front runner for her. From night one, there was that connection. That's the first person that she, you know, mentioned by name, first impression, rose, everything, connection right off the bat. And I still think that spark and connection is pretty strong this 4 weeks in too.
Yeah. And he, besides the fact that they, you know, did the, everything was fine on the fun part, but then the serious aspect when they get to dinner, you know, he said all the right things about, like, no,
all the right things.
I want someone who is ambitious and excited about their career, as opposed mm-hmm. to, you know, it sounds like people that Rachel's dated in the past, and not a surprise, because a lot of guys, just their ego can't handle any sort of strong woman. Mm-hmm. And so clearly with someone as, you know, with such a big job as being a pilot, I could absolutely see the sort of jackass who tries to belittle how, you know, how good of a job she has, and just lead her to this person that we've seen, which then Clayton just sort of like finished the job.
Yeah.
And so I thought that Tino sort of landed the plane, if you will, if I can use that terrible one.
Nice one. Yeah, no, he said, I mean, we got it last season too, about her ex and how he thought all pilots cheated and how he, you know, didn't like the fact that she was a pilot and she was going to be gone. So to see him mention that and say, you know, I'm okay with that, not the cheating part, but I'm okay with you, you know, continuing your career and being a pilot, meant, I think, everything to her.
Yeah. And so no surprise, Tino gets the rose. And, you know, here's the beginning of my issue with Rachel. And we talked about it a little bit last week, is she goes on and on after this date, how everything's great. And oh my God, I could see myself married to this man. Mm-hmm. This is, he's so great. He makes me feel so everything, what, on and on and on, which all warranted. But then in like a blink of an eye, it's, oh my God, nobody wants me. This is the worst. Mm-hmm. Why am I the bachelorette? I shouldn't be here. Pick a lane.
Yeah. It's a few things, I think. I think she needs the attention on, like, she needs to feel seen 24/7. And she's still comparing herself too much to Gabby. She's comparing the men, how they react, how they act around Gabby, to how her men act. And that's just a recipe for disaster, clearly, as we can see. She's just comparing too much, and it's just her insecurities. And I do feel bad, because when she's happy, she's genuinely happy. And then she can switch just like that. Like, first of all, she shouldn't have joined Gabby's date. Like, that was just a mistake from the get-go. But like, this one was weird, because I usually agree with, you know, you should be paying attention, because that's literally why you're there. Like, that's your only job to do while you're there. But this one was like, you were brought in to watch the guys fight. Like, and they were across the room. It's not like they were all sitting together and no one wanted to be like close to her or something, which we've also seen in past episodes and seasons. But I don't know. She's just coming off needy.
Which, and to an extent, is fine, but it just, this was the worst, just everything, because like you said, terrible idea for her to be there. And I saw a lot of people killing production, which is fine, because if they don't know how to be a lead, then whatever. But she could have very easily said, no, I'm not going to her group date. Mm-hmm. And because she just sounded ridiculous sitting there with Gabby, so you're just supposed to be sort of supporting Gabby on her date, and then you're trying to make it all about you. And so how would that have looked to Gabby if you're sitting there with her, you want the guys to come over and then distract you guys from watching the actual date?
It would be somewhat different if you were all sitting together and you had to like choose who sat next to Rachel, like stuff like that. You talked while, you know, the fighting was going on, but like they were not even near her. Like they probably didn't even think they were allowed to go over. Like that would have been mine. Like, oh, we have to stay here. Rachel's hanging out with Gabby now, so we're just here to watch the fight.
Yeah, like, if anything, it could be seen as disrespectful to Gabby.
Right.
Whoa, guys, this isn't about you. And then
you're supposed to be watching.
Knowing some of the things Rachel has said about whether her guys are even into her or not, I could see them coming over and hanging out with her and thinking, oh, do they just want to be close to Gabby? Is that why they're coming over here?
Right.
And I know that we were wondering on past episodes, you know, Rachel sure seems like someone that isn't emotionally in a place where she should be the lead of this franchise. Well, guess right what, folks? If this 2 hours didn't just cement that.
Yeah, any indication.
And even, okay, kick out the 2 hours. This 20-minute group date. If that didn't tell you everything you know of her breaking down and walking off and for the 15th time saying, I'm done.
Yeah.
Just either quit or don't.
Yeah. And stop teasing it.
Seriously, you can only cry wolf so many times. And
stop teasing it because you're not going anywhere.
Or go. Like, it just, I'm sorry. And I will 100% concede that the producers on this show handled this season so far terribly. And I think we can all agree at this point, yeah, they should have just stuck with Gabby as one, as opposed to last minute deciding, you know what, let's throw Rachel into this mix.
Yeah.
All concede that. But she's here. She chose to be here. Producers didn't make her decide to want to be the Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. And so to watch her every single episode, we're 4 weeks in, and at least one time, but usually multiple times in each of these episodes, for her to basically say some version of, I'm not going to do this, or I can't do this, or I don't want to do this anymore. Just go. Let's let it be the Gabby show 100% of the time, because how many times can you say, I'm done, just to 20 minutes later be on your date and saying, oh, this guy is amazing.
Yeah, and I do wonder if it would have been different if Gabby wasn't there altogether. Like, would she break out more and be like a stronger person because she doesn't have another lead there to compare herself with, another group of guys that she's like, that's not, that has nothing to do with her. Like, she's seeing this group of guys interact with Gabby and she's just comparing everything to that. And that's not a smart way to handle it, because you're not going to be disappointed. You're just not, that's just not how, might not be how your journey's going.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a great point. And while I don't think she should have been the Bachelorette solo or otherwise, it would be a completely different ball game if this was just a traditional season where she had 30 dudes and she knew both of them would be having a better time. But I think we could all agree Gabby's having a better go of this. But yes, if it were A to B to C and we know all the steps and it's just what we all know year to year, absolutely, Rachel would be in a much better place.
Yeah.
But just to watch every other interaction, because like shit, it is a roller coaster. It's great. Oh my God, this is great. Oh, I'm done. I don't want to be the Bachelor anymore. Oh, he's finally, I now feel seen. Oh, I'm done. I need to go home.
Yeah. Too much of a roller coaster.
And the fact that she's aware of that much, she knows that the good moments are in there, but she's just casting them aside and deciding, nope, everything's awful. No one wants to be with me. I'm so embarrassed. And I give her credit for speaking what is her truth to the guys and going and saying, you know, just let you know, I was really upset that nobody would even make eye contact with me. With, again, fine, but they're there to watch the other date, but whatever. That's how she perceived it. So I give her credit for going to them while being upset and being honest with them. But it just, I was watching it and I just wasn't feeling it at all.
Yeah.
I appreciate them for all handling it with respect, but I just, it's like, are you kidding me? I'm sorry. Was that a Gabby date that we were watching, or was it supposed to turn into a Rachel date?
Yeah. I do feel bad at how, like, she's handling each of these instances. But it's not meant for everyone.
No. And
clearly,
clearly is right. And it's not like Gabby, who last week had a situation where she specifically went to hang out with the guys and no one was paying her attention. That's the kick in the stomach.
Yeah.
Not going on someone else's date. Yeah, not going on someone else's date and saying, oh, why isn't everybody
all the way across an arena?
Why isn't everybody talking to me? Oh, Lord. And she also didn't totally help herself in the group date. And this is where I shouldn't say help herself. The guys didn't do much on the group date because I understand she's looking for romance. So they're like, oh, let's do this thing where guys have to put you first. And they're like the most awkward dudes ever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what flirting is when you like put someone in a headlock. That's, I know I'm an older dude compared to these, you know, early 20-somethings. But is that a thing now? You put someone in a, like a wrestling chokehold? No.
Or smelling armpits?
Yeah, I mean, if anything, you feel bad for Meatball because that's the only one that really made her sort of gag. I'm like, oh, buddy, I'm sorry. Gross. You really didn't think you were getting that close.
Yeah.
So I actually have a question. So we know anyone that's listened to us for a while knows that you have issues, you know, with the zero gravity or anything with motion. Mm-hmm. So would you rather go on the zero gravity flight or have to sniff everyone's armpits?
Sniff everyone's armpits.
Oh, okay. Okay, that just goes to 100% show you how okay.
easy decision.
Because seeing your face during the Meatball incident of sniffing.
I would choose that.
Okay. And so as bad as that date was though, you know, she gets this, she has this great moment with Tyler and you're like,
it was really sweet.
This is all right. She has another dude who is clearly like head over heels and everything's great. Of course, that's then contrasted with Logan, who all of a sudden is deciding, well, maybe I need to switch sides. I don't know.
Which also the first time we said in the previews and we knew it was coming, but and last week a little bit, but like the way they just added that in made no sense. I don't know if you noticed it, but like it was just in the middle of, it was just dropped in while she and Tyler were hanging out. Like it wasn't even dropped into when she's saying, oh, I can't handle someone else not being here for me, or like where it should have been dropped in. It was dropped in at the most random place where it made no sense, no context or anything.
Yeah, it was definitely, there were a couple of moments in this episode where either they're, you know, just completely ignoring Gabby giving a rose out at just to get to Rachel talking about how no one is interested in her, or this case of, yeah, like you said, out of nowhere it's Logan being like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm not really into Rachel anymore, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And so before we get, I want to do a whole thing on Logan here in a minute because he's another special sort. Mm-hmm. But the dinner with Tyler caught me because Rachel went out of her way to sort of agree with him about like, hey, I thought it was the one and I had my heart smashed, but you know what? It's worth the risk. And, mm-hmm. you know, sort of the brush yourself off type attitude. And she's there saying the same thing, like, yeah, all of this is worth it. All of this is worth it. Like, but then why are you constantly, every time one of these douchebags acts like a douchebag?
Yeah.
Are you just ready to up and quit and forget about the guys that are good? And
yeah, because you have a few of them.
Yeah. And so like, yeah, I'm not saying it's not embarrassing and it's not awful for how these idiots are treating you, and they are idiots, trust me, I'm not on the side of the guys. Mm-hmm. But for you to say, yeah, you know, like the juice is worth the squeeze type situation, but then anytime somebody, you know, tries to kick dirt on you, you're ready to take your ball and go home. So
yeah,
it was a nice moment, but it didn't match at all with how she acted really all season, but specifically in this episode.
Right.
Like it just, yeah,
I agree,
connect with me at all. I mean, it connected with me, but not in a good way at all.
Yeah. No, she talks, you know, about being so into some of these guys and oh, I can definitely see myself falling in love. Like, this could be my husband, all this stuff. And then you're like, oh, this one guy said one bad thing, so I'm going to go home. Like, not very good at seeing the positivity.
Oh, but let's talk Logan, because like you said, dropped out of the sky of, hey, you know what? Thinking maybe making a switch.
Yeah.
With Logan, should he have blown up the rose ceremony or just, okay, let me take the rose now and I'll sort of kick the can down the road today? Or was there another door number three?
Well, I really think he was going to do it at the cocktail party, but then that got shortened. So I think he was really struggling when to do it. I mean, he should have done it as soon as he realized that he had those feelings for Gabby, but I think he should have just blown up the rose ceremony.
Rip the band-aid
off. This is just one more day that Rachel thinks that Logan could be for her.
Yeah, it's just, I
can't wait on these types of things.
I agree. And if this were almost any other season of, oh, you know what, I just don't think my heart's into it. Okay. I honestly, of all of the things that happened to her this week, I think this might have actually broken her, as opposed to we've poked fun at, like, everything was, I'm going to leave. But if finally she's getting through a rose ceremony and something's seeming normal, I
she wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Trust me, I'm hating him throughout this whole process because he's talking and I'm just thinking, what a jackass to just feed into the biggest fear that she has when there are guys, like we said, that are into her and specifically there for her and are clearly very serious, and that's all getting overshadowed by the few bad apples who, for whatever reason, have decided they want to, you know, light the fuse and, you know, or throw the grenade and run, whatever anecdote you want to use.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely would have like blown everything up, but
because listen,
I don't know. Now we get to look forward to some more drama.
Yeah. I do think in that moment we might be sitting here talking about how it is actually now down to just Gabby if he did that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you look at the going forward, it seems like he gets some sort of chance to maybe hang out with the Gabby crew.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious if he has a conversation with Gabby and Gabby's like, no, there wasn't anything there. Like, are you ever going to tell Rachel? I mean, Gabby would, but.
Because.
Are you just going to try to be there as long as you can until someone finds out?
Yeah, because even if he goes to Gabby and says, hey, I think there was something there. And even if she thought there might have been, knowing what Rachel's been through, I can't possibly imagine she's like, you know what? Come on over to Team Gabby.
Yeah.
Forget Rachel. Let's see if we can make this go. Because.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking from the end of last season about, well, how long can this really last of them being, you know, each other's number one fan?
Yeah.
I feel like something like that would be maybe a deal breaker.
Yeah. I don't think. Who knows? I don't think that Gabby would take him back, though. But
I hope not. I hope
not, too.
And up until this point, like, as far as some of the guys, like, he didn't seem that bad. And so it's just, I think you'd almost be better off just, you know what?
Leaving.
Leaving or, like, let me keep my mouth shut until I'm actually just sent home. Because this way I don't need to blow anything up. I don't need to destroy this woman anymore.
Yeah.
I'm probably not.
I mean, a blow up's definitely coming. So
I'm probably not going to work my way into the Gabby, you know, Team Gabby and make my way to, like, you have to be thinking, and I know he was saying like fortune favors the brave, which is like a crypto thing from one of those commercials, and like, how's that working out? Yeah. But I just don't know how anybody could work it out in their mind of like, yeah, I'm going to go from being on Team Rachel, where people have multiple people have said no to her because they want Gabby, and I'm going to do the same thing, and it's going to totally work, and Gabby's going to want me at the end.
Mm-hmm. Not quite.
Not, right? I just don't see any world in which that is successful, even in this ridiculous universe that we live in. But we will, that we'll actually get to find out next week, because it looks like that's finally going to happen. And I get her not, you know, whenever he breaks the news to Rachel, I get it not being as bad if he does it one-on-one, as opposed to, because that was her biggest issue with when Gabby was like,
in
listen,
public.
Yeah, people quote said unquote. No to me too. I was like, yeah, but you got to do that one-on-one.
Not in front of everyone.
Which didn't always make sense because, listen, you're both doing it in front of, you know, 20 million people. So whatever, but I get it. It's the guys, your other boyfriends didn't have to see it. But I think it won't be quite as backbreaking if he pulls her aside and says, yeah, I think I might.
Yeah.
Like most of the other guys, I think I might be in a Gabby, you know? Yeah. So why don't we do that? And so, listen, I don't know what happens this season, and we do still have to actually talk about the other Bachelorette, and we're going to get there. But do you think there's any chance that Rachel doesn't make it to the end of the season?
Because
I don't know. I
mean,
never
at
know.
This point, there's definitely a possibility, I think. I mean, lasting whatever, what, like six, five, I don't know, four or five more weeks or so, and you're already freaking out like this in 3 and 4. I mean, yeah, of course it's a possibility.
I mean, at this point, I want it to happen, and not for her.
Yeah, it's 100% going. She's going down.
Yeah, I think it would be. It would be healthier for her to remove herself from this situation. Besides the fact that I just don't think she's right for this type of season. This is so negative on her.
Yeah.
Her mental health at this point.
Yeah. not healthy.
I don't know how long she lasts, if she goes to the end or if she's only here another week, but I could definitely, watching this, it would make total sense for her to actually peace out.
Oh, yeah, it would not be surprising at all.
Gabby, you're my number one. Go crush it. I'm going to go fly some planes and remove myself from the situation.
Yeah, peace out.
And she had talked about, you know, I don't want to be Rachel the Bachelorette. I just want to be Rachel. Well, you have a chance.
Yeah.
You know, remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so, whatever. Let's talk about the other Bachelorette, shall we?
Oh, who's that?
I know. It's not the season of Rachel. It's the season of Gabby. And Gabby, I thought, had, I don't know, a pretty, like, normal Bachelorette evening. Can we say that?
Yeah.
I mean, she has this one-on-one with Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And much like Tino and Rachel had this perfect sort of date. I mean, Jason, could he have, you want to talk about handling things perfectly. Could Jason have like knocked it out of the park any more than he did?
I think so. With the talk at the end, towards the end of the date, I think that's exactly what she needed to hear, because I felt like she hasn't had a conversation like that before that she could actually connect herself with. So I think so, which was funny because at first, like, I was like, I don't know if there's connection, because she like tried to make a joke and he didn't really laugh. So she was just like, like just laughed herself. But then like all of a sudden she was telling Rachel, I think I'm in love. And I was like, he hasn't said five words this whole date. How? And this is who you're choosing?
Like, because I think he's perfect for her for that exact reason.
No, I agree. But it was just, she's like, I'm in love. And like, I'm like, I don't think he said it one sentence. Like he said words. Cause she was just like, we don't even have to talk. Like sometimes we just sit there. And I was like, all right, well, when you know, you know. But it was just funny how she was like, I'm in love, but we hadn't heard anything.
And I think it is odd that it happened there, because at dinner is where it all sort of seemed to work out, because she, once again, you know, because she's going to, anybody that sticks around, you know, you're going to want to tell them about the situation with your mother, especially once.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You get to hometowns. And I think he is the perfect person to tell something to, because he's 100% engaged, mm-hmm. and not looking to, oh, but, you know, just he's listening. It's like, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yep. He's looking at her straight and, you know, dead in the eyes the whole time.
Yep.
And,
yeah, then, I agree.
Then once she expressed it, well, what I dealt with in therapy, oh, you use that in therapy? And then they found out they used the same whatever in therapy.
Yep.
Oh, this is incredible. And this is why you don't necessarily just judge a book by its cover of, oh, he doesn't talk a lot. So, and she was perfect, because she even said that at the beginning, you know, I know he's a man of few words, but I need to get below that surface.
Yeah.
And she did it perfectly. And
yeah, no, I think it ended up being a great connection. Like I said, at first I wasn't quite sure, but it ended mm-hmm. up being pretty good match.
It was incredible. And she, again, oddly enough, in between was when it was like, oh my God, this is great. But then at the end, that's when she, you know, not just to her girlfriend, but in general, like, I can't believe I'm so lucky to have this guy that wants to be with me, and, you know, mm-hmm. actually a guy who talks about therapy, and which still even today is not as, you know, yeah. prevalent as it should be, and all this stuff. So A plus, we're like, all right, Gabby, crushing it.
Yeah.
Then she has her group date. The issue with Rachel notwithstanding, yeah, I like the fact that they glossed over the actual boxing portion, because it was so useless. Like, what? Yes. I actually like the idea of getting them to go to battle and then it's talking to her.
Yeah.
I actually thought, like, oh, we're actually not going to fight. Cool. But then
we're not going to see ambulances.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, ding, ding, and we're punching. And then we just throw out the rest of the date because we were more focused on, you know, Rachel's meltdown. So we didn't even get to see really any of the other.
You don't know how it went.
Verbal sparring before they got to actual sparring. It, mm-hmm. Like, we just glossed over all of that.
Yeah.
Which, like you said, randomly, we're looking at other scenes while the date's going on and she's like picking winners. And instead we're going to a Rachel confessional. Like,
yeah.
She's walking off with a producer while Gabby's handing out a belt. Like, what is
what is happening?
Do you know, it's like, wait, Spencer shows up. Why Spencer? Oh, okay. So she did give a Spencer? Winner. At...
Who is so, he?
If you just saw him walk into that room and she didn't say, oh, I had my one-on-one time with Spencer, would you have been able to tell me that that was Spencer?
No. Yeah.
That was me with Ethan. Man, like, who is it? What? No? I don't know.
I feel like this is the week where you start getting a little bit better. But no.
Yeah.
Spencer.
I definitely feel more confident with the lower number and being four full episodes in that next week I'll be able to get most everyone.
I think next week will be a good. Yeah, will be a good.
I 100%. You could have offered me a very hefty amount of money on the spot to tell you who's walking into that room to meet with her.
Mm-hmm.
One come up with Spencer.
Very random choice. When they kissed, I didn't feel like there was any connection there between Gabby and Spencer. But well, I guess for a quick date after this.
And this was quick. I mean, this was probably the least amount of time we saw from anyone. I mean, you know, like they were able to bond. Yeah, they were able to bond over, you know, being in a military family.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a very special bond. And then it was sort of like, okay, here's the rose.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
Okay, thanks.
Let's wrap this up. We're going to go to more. I think Rachel started to cry again. We need this camera crew. Is that cool? You guys
you're good, right?
Is that okay? Cool. And I mean, we went to this shortened cocktail party. Hayden, who we obviously dumped on quite a bit already, and there's not enough dumping that could be done on him. But like for him to try to and admit as much that he's like, I'm going to use my dying dog for her to keep me.
Yeah.
Like I'm the biggest dog person that you will ever find.
That is true.
And this dude is just, I don't even have the proper words like to say how despicable that is to try to like, oh, my dog has a tumor, so give me a rose. What?
Well, even when he's confronted after, she's like, you know what this is about? Well, I assume it's about Rambo. And she's like, what? Your dog?
I mean, to be fair, if I had a nickel for every time I responded to someone with, I assume it's about Rambo.
Yeah.
I would be a very rich man because anytime someone wants to have a conversation, I just assume. I mean, they're great films.
Oh my gosh.
So I just assume that it's about Rambo.
I assume it's about Rambo. And she's like, really? Your dog?
And again, as a huge dog person, and I'm sure Gabby would have the same reaction, normally it's completely, yes, it should be about the dog. Everything should be about the dog. Mm-hmm. This is literally the one time you can say, you thought this was about the dog?
Yeah, this is the one time where like, it's, don't make this about the dog.
Oh my God. So like he had the full house in this one. I mean, mm-hmm. from degrading the women to trying to use his dying dog as a way.
All the stops for
villain. And I don't know if you saw, but you knew it was coming. I was expecting just a Instagram story, you know, with the black background.
Oh, yeah.
But he posted
I saw that.
Okay. So for those that didn't, let me read his apology of sorts. He said, for those who watched tonight's episode, you saw me at my absolute worst and lowest moment. You can get through it, I promise. I have always tried to carry myself with humility and respect for others, clearly. However, my complete lapse of judgment was not only disappointing, but it was absolutely unacceptable. I genuinely want to express my deepest apologies to both Gabby and Rachel for my actions. I take full responsibility for not being the man I was raised to be in those moments, especially towards those two wonderful, deserving ladies who I truly do respect. We're only halfway through, people. That was my emphasis, not his.
Yes.
I really hate how this season ended for him. But this experience was not one that I was mentally or emotionally prepared for with the current things going on in my life. Despite how everything transpired, it was an amazing experience that I will never forget and will learn from. I wish Gabby and Rachel all the best and hope they can accept my apology.
See you in paradise.
And as you can imagine, the comments are filled with like, you're the best, Rambo over Rachel, like all the people who are like, he should have just disabled comments because those people are not doing themselves any favors.
Yeah, no.
Like, I understand no one's as bad as their worst moment, so fine. Mm-hmm. But this isn't the moment to try to prop him up for like, yeah, bro, you did you.
Yeah.
No. This isn't that time. This is like, just let him take his L. We'll move on.
Yeah.
This ain't it, bro. So, as you said, we probably see you with pictures of Rambo in paradise. And he didn't have any update on I did check for an update on Rambo. He hasn't had a picture with Rambo since January. And Rambo looked good in January. So we can only hope that Rambo's still with us, God willing.
We can only hope.
We can only hope, because as bad of a dude as Hayden was on this episode, would never wish anything bad on his dog. So Rambo, you're my dog.
We're hoping Rambo, the best if you're for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
If you're listening, we hope you're doing well and your owner is the worst.
Is not. Yeah. Five star review from Rambo, please.
Yeah.
That's really gonna help us move up those rankings. Hit that subscribe key. Anyway, so I believe we're both down, Gabby and Rachel are down to 7, if my math, which it isn't always, is correct.
That's what I counted. I did not get the name. I did not write down the names.
So I believe, and you can
fact check this, folks. I did notice 7 and 7.
At Bachelor Podcast, let me know. Jason, this is for Gabby. Jason, Spencer, Nate, Eric, Johnny, Michael, and Mario. And for Rachel, Tyler, Tino, Avon, Meatball, Zach, Ethan, and sort of Logan.
With a question mark.
Even if Logan decides to, you know, finally say, hey, I want, you still got 6 dudes that are very clearly, I mean, Meatball, okay. 5 dudes that are really there, like 100% into you. I don't know how that can be grounds for like, no, I need to leave.
Yeah.
Forget these 5 other guys because of these few over here. I'm just going to pretend you guys don't exist. Yeah. I don't know. So maybe Rachel quits next week. If it were up to me, she would. But as we know, it's not. Was there anything else from this breakneck 2 hours? I mean, I don't think so. Like it was one punch after another. I got up, I was like, whoa, this is already over.
No, nothing else from Rachel's episode.
Heading to Belgium on their cruise ship, which we didn't even get a chance to really talk about the cruise ship, which, you know,
I think it's pretty cool.
Perfect example. They got to pay the bills. Because I can only imagine the amount of traffic of people searching to find out about this cruise ship.
Yeah.
Cause I'm pretty sure it said Nassau. I'm like, dude, these guys are in Europe, but this goes to Nassau. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
But it is pretty cool. And I liked that they were separated. Because then, like, all right, we're going to keep them in separate parts of the ship. And then 5 minutes later, they're at the group date together. So I'm like, are you though?
They're all together.
Okay. Because I like the idea of separate living. Like, it's 2 separate shows.
Well, then Gabby was like, I haven't seen Rachel in 3 days.
Oh, my God. So is there, other than Gabby, Rachel, maybe Rachel quit again? Is there any other news that we need to be aware of?
Well, after starting to get into it last week, Gabby's mom has surfaced and come out.
Okay.
Yep. Basically just saying she supports Gabby. She hopes that someday they can reconcile their relationship and see where it goes from there. But seems like, I mean, obviously wish them all the best, but kind of seems like a, all right, she's out there telling everyone about me. I got to try to do some damage control.
Yeah, you hope you would try to reconcile before she's on national TV every week.
Yeah. I'm not saying that she doesn't mean it, but, you know.
If that's the push that she needed,
I think it's more about how she's coming out saying how she just kept saying how her mom basically just washed her hands of her. So she kind of surfaced just saying, oh, you know, I support you. I hope you find what you're looking for. Hope we can reconnect someday and whatever. So whatever, if that's a good thing, then good luck with that. But if not, then I think she's just trying to save some of the damage that's surrounding that. And our girl Maddie got engaged yesterday to her boyfriend. So Maddie Pruitt.
And this is not a bachelor person?
Not a bachelor person.
Okay. Those seem to work out a little bit better. I mean, you know, we do have success stories as we know, but okay. So
yep. Yesterday got engaged. So we'll see.
Congratulations. See
if they make it to a wedding.
I hope so. I mean, we need some more happy endings. You know, not happy endings.
Let me put that
way. We need some happily ever afters. Let's put it that
way.
Yes,
there you go. Happily ever afters.
Okay. Well, at Bachelor Podcast on all socials, let us know any mistakes we made, because I'm sure they're in there. We're no Hayden, but you know, we just try to do our best.
Yeah.
All the best to Rambo and Katie. Thank you as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.